Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again here on Bashani Radio, New York City, and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. That is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. And I want to thank you for continuing to listen, stream, download, like, and share Situations with Sassy. I am totally flabbergasted that I've done 21 seasons and about to go into season 22. And this past season, I really focused from, various articles, of course, in social media. And one of the articles that I came across was, and I think it was written a couple of years ago, but it discussed 10 things that men wished women would know. And, you know, when I started Situations with Sassy, I started under the premise of bridging the communication gap, because I had not been in a relationship. I was in, for 19 years, I had been in solid relationships. And my high school sweetheart was 15 years. And then from there, I was in another relationship for 4. And then from there, I became celibate for 5 years before getting into my last really serious relationships. I've had a couple of relationships in between, you know, that were 18 months, a year, 6 months, things like that. But the serious relationships were 15, 4, and 7 years total. So getting out of that 15-year relationship and getting into dating, Sassy had to learn. Sassy had to get a lesson in what it was to date. And what I found was that there was this huge disconnect between men and women. And I can only speak for Black men and women, that there was this huge disconnect. And then, you know, they had all of these statistics on Black women are the most unloved, Black women are the most uncoupled, but we're the least likely to get married. All of these narratives that they have about Black women that make us seem as if we're not worthy, where we're seen as if we're not good enough. And after that 15-year relationship, that 4-year relationship was, again, I've said this in the very beginning, when I started my whole career in online radio online radio, from blog talk radio to an online radio station in Baltimore to podcasting. And to me, online radio in a way is podcasting, but, you know, people will beg to differ. But when I started this, one of the things that I wanted to do, the goal of Situations with Sassy, was to really try and bridge that communication gap between men and women, because there was a disconnect. There was a very, 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 very deep disconnect in the dialogue between the sexes. And, you know, that book, Men Are From Venus and Women Are From Mars, and Women Are From Mars, and Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, something like that. But When you talk about how we don't understand each other when it comes to dating, where women say that we want honesty, and for Sassy, Sassy requires honesty. Sassy needs honesty. If you want me in your life, you'll not only speak it, but your actions will show it as well. If you want me in your life, your actions will show it, and then you'll speak it. So there are certain things that I think go hand in hand when you're in a relationship. There's open dialogue. There's communication. You don't let things fester. You don't really want to be angry with each other. You want to be able to talk to an individual, to talk to your mate, regardless of what your sexual orientation is. You want to be able to have that open dialogue so that there's really no miscommunication. And we don't do that. We live in, and listen, when I got into this game many moons ago, I thought the situation was bad then, but now it's even worse. There is such an inability for people to be open. People aren't willing to be open. People aren't willing to be, my famous words, open, engaging, vulnerable, and present with that individual that they're with, that they're trying to connect with. And now is social media and technology and these dating apps have really, you know, messed the game up even more because there's so many choices online. There's so many choices. We're not meeting each other in an organic fashion. And when I say organic, at a dinner party, at a house party, going out to a lounge, going to a bar, you know, going to the supermarket, or, you know, just out in your daily life where you may happen to run into somebody or run across someone that catches your eye so that you can have that, you know, that initial contact face to face. You're meeting online. So you're having these discussions and this dialogue online and through text, and you really, people aren't really willing to talk to you on the telephone and have these conversations with you. And men are over talking women, and women are over talking men, and neither one of us are really listening to each other and really hearing each other. We're listening to hear and not understand each other. And ladies, what I want to tell you, because I've talked to a lot of ladies in here in the last 30 days, the number of women that have told me, that have come to me, they're just tired. The people that they were connected to have become inconsistent, where they're texting them and they're calling them. But really, the majority of it, I would say 80%, is via text or, you know, inboxing online or in the DM. And no one is being consistent. No one knows how to have conversations, and other than the, you know, the WYDs and all of that stuff, where you want to hear the person's voice and you want to hear the inflection and the of their words and the tone, so you can hear the happiness, you can hear the joy, you can hear the sadness, you can hear the unhappiness, you can hear them being logical, and you hear them thinking critically, and you're having this great dialogue on a myriad of topics. We don't get to do that anymore. So we're talking to each other through text. And text conversations are often misconstrued, because you may be texting it one way in your mind and the person is perceiving and receiving it in another way. Which is why, ladies, you got to stop having these textuationships with these men and these inbox relationships. You have to really set the tone, and people only treat you the way in which you allow them to treat you. If you're constantly reaching out to somebody and they're not reaching back, stop reaching out. They're telling you by their inability to reach out, to say hello, to respond, that they're not interested. And I get it. Granted, we're all busy. Sassy is very busy. I had someone tell me, you know, recently that you're busy, busy. I'm trying to connect with you and, you know, get to know you, but you're very busy. And I am. But if you really want to connect with me and get to know me, then you'll say, let's do A, B, and C. You will make a plan. I'm not going to plan it. You will make a plan to say, I want to meet you. Let's meet this date, this place, this time. I'm not going to do all of that. But if I'm reaching out to you and you're not reaching out to me, you got to know if I'm reaching out. You know I'm interested. You know I'm concerned for you. I want to hear from you. I want to get to know you better. But if you're not going to reach back out to me, I'm going to let it go and move on to the next. And ladies, you got to understand, it's just as we've been hurt, just as we've had our hearts broken, men have been hurt. And men have had their heart broken as well. And where it may be a little easier for us to be able to lick our wounds and put ourselves back in the game, it takes them a while. Men are way more sensitive than we want to give them credit for. We don't want to think of them as being vulnerable. We don't want to think of them as being hurt. and we don't give them the spaces to be safe, to be able to feel and express that, because the patriarchy that we live in, we've taught men that you're not to show emotion, that you're not to cry, that you're not to be sad, that you're not to be upset. We've created this. And now we're trying, it's been normalized. Men don't cry. Boys don't cry. We've heard it. I know I've said it. Growing up, we said that. Called men punks and soft and all of this stuff. And yes, that may be true for some. But it's not being soft or punk if you're hurt, if you're upset, if you've had your heart broken, if someone's hurt you. We allow you the space to say that, but ladies, you have to allow them the space to say it with no judgment. And we're not doing that. We're not giving them those spaces where they can do it and not be judged about it. So in this article that I read, they wanted to, the men wanted to share what they wished we as women understood so that we can have healthier relationships, period. And I know this is coming from a woman, and I'm sharing an article that I read, and the article was on Exo Nicole. Right. And I think the article was written, but it still resonates today. The article is from. It's not given a date. But either way, that's where the article is coming from. That's where I'm sourcing this information from. And the men just want women to know just a few things. So I'm going to go through them. It's 10 of them. The first one is that they can truly love us and not want to marry us. And a lot of men and women, and I know it sounds very strange for me to say that, but a lot of us don't want to be single, but don't necessarily have the desire to be married. Now, I know you say, well, Sassy, the end goal to dating is the courtship, you know, the getting to know you, the courtship, the exclusivity, and then the final destination should be at that altar. But you have a lot of relationships that are loving, long-lasting relationships. Perfect example, Oprah and Stedman. Been together over 25 or 30 years, and they've never married. Doesn't make their relationship any less committed, make them any less committed to each other. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, been together for years and not married. Doesn't make them any less committed to each other. Doesn't make that relationship any less loving. It's the paperwork. And who's to say that those couples that I just mentioned don't have paperwork in place? That if something was to happen to them, that this individual has my authority to speak on my behalf if I am not able to speak for myself or make decisions for myself. So one of the things that, you know, that's one of the things that they want us to know. And one of the guys basically said, I don't know why women assume that if a man cares about you, that doesn't, but doesn't want to marry you, that he is a commitment phobe or he's out to ruin your life or even waste your time. And we hear that a lot, ladies. He said he came from a two-parent household. His parents have a great marriage. And that's the reason why he takes it seriously. I don't want children, so I don't really want to get married. I tell all of the women I date that for some reason, I tell them that, and for some reason they think they'll change my mind. And I experienced this when I was celibate. I dated a lot when I was celibate because the challenge was for them to break that celibacy. So when people tell you, and that was a lesson I learned in that four-year relationship, when people tell you they're not looking for a relationship, they're not interested in a relationship, they're not trying to pursue a relationship, And that's all well and good. They can say that. But if you're on the opposite spectrum of that, don't get involved with them. We set ourselves up for failure, ladies, through our own expectations. When we meet men, whether it's online in an inorganic fashion, or we run into them in the supermarket or out in our daily life in an organic fashion, the expectation should be to get to know them and have a good time. And if things develop from there, then that's great. And if they don't, it's not the end of the world. And that's what we have to understand. It's not the end of the world. You lick your wound and you put yourself back in the game. But you have to pay attention. And the problem with us ladies is that we don't stand by what we say we don't want. If we want a relationship and we meet someone who says that they're not interested in something serious, they're looking for something casual, do not engage. That person stays on the outer fringes of your life if they stay in it at all, and they should not. Because you leave that door open, there's always an opportunity. There's always a chance. So he may love you. He just may have no desire to get married. Second point that men said is that we speak, but we don't want to listen. And I know that sassy is guilty of that at times. And I know a lot of you listening are guilty of it. You speak a lot. You say a lot of things, but you're not listening when people are telling you things. You're only listening to hear. You're not listening to understand or comprehend. The third point is that they feel that we dog men up, and that's very unattractive to men and not very appealing, which is why I am adamant about on situations with sassy to get women accountable, to hold women accountable. And if you listen to my shows, I don't dog men out. I've dated men that weren't right for me. Doesn't make them bad men. They made them men that weren't right for me. And I was a woman that wasn't right for them. And that I can understand. Basically, ladies, we got to stop calling them dogs. The fourth point, that they can spot somebody who's not over their ex just like that. And when you're not over your ex, you're always talking about your ex. You're saying things, well, my ex used to do that. The triggers that you see, the things they may say, the actions they may do, which triggers them, which triggers in your mind your ex, and you speak on it. They can see it. They can sense it. Don't think that they don't. They, point number five, they can separate love and great sex very easily, just like women. We want both. Ladies, those of you that are honest about having your hotation in the past and having your slore, whore, slut phase back in the day, or maybe even now, we can have sex and not be in love with you. But we would rather have both. We would rather have that icing on the cake, that if you're in love with this person, you want to be with that person. You want to have this. You want to have the sex with that person. However, there comes a time when you have an itch that needs to be scratched. You don't have to love that person to scratch that itch. But your overwhelming desire is to have the person that you love or intensely like be the person to scratch that itch in the hopes that it can move on to the next level. 6. Just because they don't settle doesn't mean that they don't know what they want. And ladies, we talk about don't settle for anything. Men don't want to settle either. They know what they want. That's why a man could be with a woman for 10 years and never marry her and meet a woman and marry that woman in six weeks. And case in point, I know somebody that just went through this. But they were together 5, 6, 7 years. And this man met somebody and married somebody else in less than 2 months of them breaking up. Now, you know, whether or not he had that person or they were engaged in a relationship, it's I'm not getting into the weeds with that. But the fact remains that they were with individual A for X number of years, no ring. Individual B, less than 30 days or less than, you know, 6 months, got a ring and married. When they know, they know. Didn't mean that that person didn't love individual A, but it was something that individual A had that didn't get them to that next level that individual B had. They don't want to settle any more than we do. Point 7. If we tell you where we stand and you stay, how is that leading you on? And I mentioned that earlier. We set ourselves up. We set ourselves up with our own expectations. We just friends. We just kicking it. That's what he told you. You just friends. You just kicking it. You take that. And you move about the cabin however you want. We're just kicking it. So if he's kicking it with you, he's also kicking it with somebody else, possibly one or more individuals. You should do the same. And if you feel like this type of person, this individual is somebody that you really dig and you really like, then you remove yourself from the equation. He's not leading you on. A lesson I learned in that 4-year relationship of him saying he didn't want a relationship. And although his actions showed differently, he continued to say that he didn't want a relationship. Therefore, we weren't in a relationship, but Sassy didn't listen. But I wasn't sassy at that time. It was just me. Learning lessons. Which is why I'm doing this in the hopes that the mistakes that I made, you'll take away from that, take whatever it is that resonates with you from all of my shows and try not to make the same mistakes. So if he tells you where he stands and we stay, he did not lead us on. We set ourselves up for the heartache, the heartbreak, of the expectations that we had, that if we stay around long enough, we can change his mind. Go to point 5. They're not going to settle for us. They know what they want, and although they may like us, and they may like kicking it with us, there's something within us that's not getting them to that next level. I said I want them to back up their words with action. And a person like that that says that they know where they stand, their actions are not going to be consistent with you. They may not respond to you as quickly as you would like them to. They may not even respond at all. Pay attention to the signs and don't set yourself up for the heartache. Point 8, and I'm running out of time, but I'm going to get through these. This quote, it's amazing how many women think that we are the problem without any form of self-reflection on their part. I've said this a time or two throughout my shows. ladies, we got to do self-reflection on why it is that we continue, for whatever reason, meet these same men with different names and getting the same result. At some point, we're going to have to step back and think about all of these individuals and what do they have in common. That is on us. It's not always them. We fumble the ball too, ladies. We can meet good people and mess it up. We can stay with people who tell us where they stand. We have to look within. And that's one of the hardest things we have to do. It's one of the reasons why I became celibate. Because something wasn't working. And I needed to figure that out. Things aren't working. Ladies, we need to figure that out. Number 9. Brothers love us, but the narrative is out there that they don't. They do love us. We make it hard for them to show that because we've been so used to failing the struggle love narrative. That when we do meet somebody that is telling us through thought, word, and deed, planning, professing, protecting, and wanting to provide, that we're so used to seeing the exact opposite of that, that we make it difficult for them. We're angry. We're bitter. We're upset. We're negative. Which is why they turn to other ladies who have that feminine energy that may not look like us at times, but they have that feminine energy that they exude and they rest well in it. And the final point is that they wish we knew is that the majority of us, the brothers want to get married, but they want to get married in their own time. They don't want to be bullied into it, pressured into it, given ultimatums. They want to be able to do it within their own time. So ladies, that's what brothers wish that we would, that we understood. That's what they want. They want us to take away from those key, 10 key things. We're making things difficult for us when we're not listening, when we're not paying attention, when we're not being feminine, understanding. That's all they want us to know. We can have healthy relationships and we can have those healthy dialogues, but we need to listen. We need to listen and understand. And that's one of the things that we are definitely not doing. And I'm really, really hoping, ladies, that we can get it together. And recognize things. Because we all want love. We all want to express love. We all want to be love. We want to be in love. And we want that reciprocated. But we need to know who we are before we can really and truly do that. And at that point, I think that, what was that, point seven? that we don't do the self-reflection? I think that's true. Look at your past relationships. Look at your current relationship. What's working? What's not working? What are the pros and cons of all of them? And then what are the common denominators? And then move forward from there. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow me across the board at Sassy Scribe. You can Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, WhatsApp, TikTok, just all of the platforms. And if you don't have any of that, you're looking for me, you can't find me, Google Sassy Scribe. My podcast, my Facebooks, my Instagrams, all of those pages will show up. Remember to go to Vannoy.com and subscribe to Shut Your Ass Up Radio. It's going really, really well. I just want you to subscribe and like and share it and tell your friends. I've been on this political thing and I thought it was going to change when I started a new season because the first season is done. So you can, you know, listen to it's almost done. But you can listen to the episodes up to now. I think I'm up to like 9 or episode 9 or 10. It's just like Situations with Sassy. It's going to be 12 episodes every, 4 times a year. We're going to do these new seasons. But go to Vannoy, VONOI.com. Subscribe. I know y'all are out there. I know you want to support. I'm asking you for your support. I appreciate all of my current supporters, and I more than welcome all of my new supporters. So remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And until then, I will talk to you in a week. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.